back again on the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. And Mike, I know recently you were up in Minneapolis to, now tell me again why you were up there in the first place?
Well, there was a, they call it the Information Technology Study Group. It's an FBI program that brings in what they call 30 or so government people, and then there's 60 industrial people, like from Google and Apple, that all come together and talk about technology issues and social media and anything related to that. And one of the presenters was an individual from Hennepin County, a deputy sheriff up there, talking about ISIS and or ISIL. I've seen it said, should we talk about whether it's ISIS or ISIL?
You know, it's, I saw some stuff about this the other day. ISIL is the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. And Levant is a term for a large land area that will encompass, you know, Syria and Iraq and all these places that ISIS is at. Or just IS, the Islamic State, is at.
Sure.
ISIS is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. So they're kind of interchangeable. Why one person uses one and one uses the other, I'm not sure.
See that? I think, what a great
program. I
think
ISIL is more in incorporates more area.
All right. See, that's a great program. We just learned something there about the... Well done, Zach.
I want to know what the deputy from Minneapolis had to say.
Oh, well, that's the point. Yeah,
that was the point. You brought up the ISIL versus ISIS.
Well,
thing.
One of the things that I found interesting, what they were talking about, you know, because a lot of times you see that the terrorism, the acts, it happens overseas. There have been domestic acts, and you know, how does it affect us? What should we be worried about? What should we be watching for? And one of the things he was talking about is recruitment by these groups, and that they have a large recruitment machine going on. They have magazines, they have articles, they have and one of their biggest things is social media, Twitter, and they, it's funny because they, and I can't talk about all this stuff because I had to swear on my first child not to disclose some of the information that I learned during these meetings, so I hope I'm not crossing the line, but how they ISIS and these groups, they will have a Twitter account. The government will try to trace that account to find out where it's coming from and how they change them all the time. And they'll open a Twitter account, it'll get shut down, they'll go to another Twitter account, but they get the same followers and they're able to get that information to the individuals that are interested. And what was really shocking to me was the interest domestically in those organizations, and especially the interest among young kids, teenagers, 17, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old individuals that are living in our country that really have no ties to the Middle East, Syria, or Iraq, or Somalia, but they get caught up in the social media, and they're reading this magazines, and they're looking into this. And the good thing about us is that we know when somebody is doing that, or we get information to what to look for. And they were able to stop some of these kids. I mean, there was three kids from Denver, and they were trying to get over to that part of the world, and they were actually arrested in Germany when they were switching flights. There's a 15 and two 17-year-olds that from Denver, they flew over to Germany, and they were intending on joining up with ISIS, and they were captured in Germany and brought back. There were some individuals from Minneapolis, and two of the individuals signed up and then were killed fighting for ISIS over in that part of the world. The other two, one got there and is one of the leaders in this social media recruitment, and the other individual was captured in Turkey and brought back and actually prosecuted for consorting with the terrorist groups. And so that was very interesting to me, that the age of the individuals, the fact that they have very up to date and social media a presence, you know, that to provide this information. They target individuals that show an interest, and they send them messages and stuff, and are trying to recruit individuals right here in our country to be a part of their organization.
So I'm going to make an assumption here that the interest that they're seeing from the youth, this is more specifically interest in joining the group, or youth with curiosity about what the group is about. More from an educational standpoint of, you know, someone that they see ISIS in the news and go, well, what is ISIS? I'm young, I'm curious. So they start going online and researching, what are they about? What are they doing? Why are they doing what they're doing? Versus somebody that has a desire to learn more, to fight for them.
Right. And the individuals that we talked about in this were actually the latter. They were the individuals that were wanting to join up and be a part of that organization, and be a part of that group and fight for them, whether here domestically or overseas. And the individuals they're talking about were all trying to get overseas to sign up with these organizations. And they have, there's been individuals from this country that have gone overseas that have signed up for these organizations and are currently fighting for these organizations. And that was something that I had heard about that, you know, and I knew about it, but I was just really surprised about the age of the individuals that were doing that, and the ability of ISIS to reach out to these individuals through a really easy source, social media. I mean, Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. It was just very concerning to me and surprising that that is taking place in our country.
I want to get to the tie into this and truancy in a second, but before we leave the social media side of it, just in the last week or so, the news has come out that the hacking group Anonymous is going to do their hacking stuff to try to take down these ISIS sites. Was there any discussion of how that may impact the federal law enforcement officials' ability to track what they're doing if this middleman is getting in the way and trying to cut the head off the snake?
And I can't speak for the FBI or the domestic groups that are monitoring this stuff, but I know that it appears that their mission is to try to stop the propaganda from getting to the individual. So I don't think that they would really have an issue with some of these sites being closed down, because that would be a win for them, is that they don't have the ability then to contact these individuals that show interest in our country. And basically what they're doing is taking advantage of these young individuals, and that's where we're going to get into truancy. But you know, to come overseas or to do a bad act here in this country.
Because that's what I would wonder, if by Anonymous sort of getting to this before the feds, in essence, it would inhibit the feds' ability to track the movements of ISIS.
Right. That would be, yeah. And again, I don't think we talked about that a lot. There were some conversations about what the government does to do this, sure. Which I can't.
No, and I about, totally, but, totally understand.
But I don't. Based on what my understanding was of our conversations and what they were explaining, that that wouldn't really hurt their ability to do what they're doing.
All right. So how does this tie into truancy?
Well, that was the interesting part, is that they talked about the individuals that have signed up and or have been indicating that they have a willingness to go over there, and a lot of them have similar characteristics. One of them is truancy issues. There's kids that have truancy issues. They don't go to school. They don't feel involved in their community. They're isolated at home. Some of the things that they talked about, what they refer to it as, factors driving radicalism: isolation, alienation, frustration, traumatic experience, rebellion, search for meaning in their life. They were adventure seekers, and a lot of these you see, and the deputy from Minneapolis talked about particular individuals that were truant from school. They weren't going. They didn't feel involved in school, and it struck me as similar in nature to the school shootings that we've seen. Individuals that will go and shoot at their own school, and they feel isolated or alienated from the community that they're living in. And that, you know, a lot of people would think that traditionally it's the Somalian population or the refugees that are being taken in, or Syrian refugees or whatever. And they have seen some of that, but a lot of the individuals have no connection to that. They're not Somalian refugees or Syrian refugees or Vietnamese or Burma refugees. They're just born here in America and have show traits of being alienated from their school, looking for meaning in their life, seeking adventure, that are interested in these groups. So that's something that when they talked about that, that really grew my attention, because I'm working on a truancy program here that we can talk about a little bit. But, you know, the work that we're doing here, our teachers, our school system, our community with these kids is just so much more important than what I had even thought. I know it's important, you know, and everybody says that. But knowing this now, boy, I just really give credit to everybody that's working hard to keep these kids engaged in school and feel part of their community, because it's going to prevent individuals from wanting to seek that fulfillment elsewhere, and with a really bad organization that's doing terrible things across this world.
Interesting. Very interesting. We will take a break and wrap the program up after this. You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.